Again, kanamba ati 0972-204772. This event is open to all young people in Lusaka. Mambela wa Lusaka, don't miss out on this great opportunity. Your voices matter. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. Transport Association challenges Kansanshi Mine over $35 million US contract award. Anti-voter apathy group warns political parties over withholding manifesto. Kenya strike delays flight at International Hub Airport.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mogwema Timothy Jiralam. Petroleum Transporters Association President Benson Tembo has criticized Kansanshi Mining PLC for awarding a $35.25 transport contract to only four local companies, calling it a flawed implementation of the local content statutory instrument. The mining company issued the contract as part of its commitment to boosting local participation in the sector. However, in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Tembo argues that the mine's approach contradicts statutory requirements, which include advertising contracts in national newspapers and on company websites to ensure broader participation. He has also accused the company of favoring politically connected firms, undermining the objective of promoting genuine local content. Mr. Tembo has since announced plans to take legal action, seeking an injunction to halt the contract awards while the matter is addressed in court.
We are against the move taken by this mine to award only four transporters such value of a contract. You know, in their own wisdom, they are thinking that they are aligning themselves to the local content statutory instrument, which was recently signed by the Honorable Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Honorable Paul Kabuswa, in the presence of His Excellency the President. You can even see the ceremony under which this statutory instrument was signed. That ceremony cannot be reduced to only giving four companies. If you read through the statutory instrument itself, it tells you the procedure under which any mining company or mining-related company can give a contract to a Zambian citizen-owned transport company.
The Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD, has advised its former president, Nevers Mumba, to refrain from associating the party with his newly formed New Nation Party, warning that his recent actions have deepened divisions within the former ruling party. MMD Interim National Secretary Lumba Kalumba says the party's constitution has consistently guided its operations and clearly stipulates leadership tenure, allowing a party president to serve a maximum of 2 5-year terms. Ms. Kalumba has alleged that Dr. Mumba failed to comply with his constitutional provision, a move she says prompted some party members to promote legal action to resolve the matter. She has further claimed that in 2025, Dr. Mumba went on to establish a new political party with a different name, logo, and constitution without consulting MMD members or convening a national convention that would have brought together representatives from all provinces to deliberate and reach consensus. She has dismissed assertions that the initiative enjoyed backing from MMD members, stressing that the party had no intention of changing its identity or abandoning its established structures.
When we came in 1991, we came in on a platform of wanting a grand change within the country. We saw we were going down economically, things were falling apart, we were just in a bad space, and democratically, we were not allowed to express ourselves. And when we came in, we had no fear, and we said, we are going to do this. We want to bring it back multi-partyism. And Kaunda was a gentleman and good enough to allow us to do that. And as we came in with so much hope and zeal for this new Zambia. On top of that, we allowed other parties to be created.
The anti-voter apathy has expressed concern that political parties are reluctant to make their manifestos available to voters ahead of the 2026 general election. Executive Director Richard Mulwani notes that compared to the previous election cycles, only a few parties have shared their manifestos in advance of the upcoming polls. He has warned that failing to provide this information could lead to voter apathy, as citizens may be unclear about the candidates and policies they are voting for. Mr. Mulwani has also stressed the importance of political parties holding party conventions. He has explained that the conventions are crucial for preparing party leaders and structures ahead of the general election, ensuring that parties present well-organized and credible candidates to the electorate.
So, as ABAP, we are interested to see that political parties settle down and then they begin start preparing their manifesto, preparing their messages that are going to communicate to the voters. To the ruling party that is in power right now, the United Party for Nation Development, want to expect that maybe they get committed through government to fund the Electoral Commission of Zambia, so that we are able to undertake this mammoth task ahead of them. We will not forget that there is the issue of the limitation which is going on right now. So it is very much able to complete this activity as quick as possible, so that the members, the voters, can get prepared. But above all, it ensures that political parties are able to engage the women, disability.
The non-governmental gender organization coordinating council has welcomed President Hakainde Hichilema's renewed call for decisive continental action to end child marriage. President Hichilema, who serves as the African Union champion on ending child marriages, made the call on the margins of the 39th ordinary session of the African Union Assembly held in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. In a statement issued by NGO CC Board Chairperson Beauty Katebe, the organization has described the president's stance as timely and vital, noting that child marriage remains a significant challenge in Zambia and across the region. She has observed that while Zambia has recorded progress with prevalence rates declining from 39% in 2018 to 23.9% in 2024, more work remains to eliminate the practice entirely. However, Ms. Katebe emphasized that child marriage remains a serious human rights concern with far-reaching social, health and economic consequences.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Emerald Watch Production President Musa Kafimba says his organization has engaged the government to ensure that illegal foreign miners are removed from emerald mining sites. Dr. Kafimba has explained that unlike in gold mining, where interventions have been visible, emerald mines have also been taken over by foreigners operating illegally. He says this situation is disadvantaging local miners and resulting in loss of revenue for the country. Dr. Kafimba has therefore called on the ministry to extend its operations to emerald mining areas to curb illegal activities.
No dump site to sustain themselves, waiting for the Republican president to give a signal and see that they can see light at the end of the tunnel. It's actually a principle of requests, and always the head of state encourages us that let's go on the dialogue table. We are trying to appeal on the dialogue table by giving this request that let government also stretch their support to our people in Pilala, who also needs government to support them equal as they have done to those in Chingola.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606.